Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF on a rainy, stormy, hump day here in Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. I hope everybody is having a good day, though, during this rain and staying safe out there during these storms, as sounds like the spring storm season is starting to ramp up. And we have in studio with us, we'll start up online here in just a little bit, but we do have in studio with us this morning Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Candy, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
It's been an interesting day around here so far. We've been all over the place, so making sure we get the weather out in a timely fashion to, you know, kind of just help keep everybody informed on what's going on. So anyway, lots of stuff. I mean, obviously, the virtual CNN this morning.
Still going.
You're still doing Zoom meetings, I assume, or have you done a Zoom meetings in the past week?
The last one we did, we had a pretty small crowd, so we decided we'd hold off for a couple more weeks, and we'll try to do it again here soon, but definitely sticking with CNN's because
quality
we
over
get out.
Quantity.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's go ahead and start with the virtual CNN.
Okay. So first we had Ms. White from Advanced Physical Therapy. They're still open, seeing patients, but they are also looking for some ways they can contribute to the community during these trying times. And so they want to know if anybody has any projects or anything that they could potentially provide assistance in helping. You can reach out to them at kwhite@aptclinics.com. Call the chamber. I can give you all this good information. So, and thanks to the chamber for continuing to give them time to network together. Levi Wilson, your very own Levi from around here, shared with us some great stuff that they are really digging deep to help the businesses through this time, and really don't hesitate to reach out to them for information, ideas, moral support. They've got some different promotions going on to help us with the local news that is reliable. And I want to give a shout out to all of you here and everybody down in Bartlesville, but you know, nationwide, sometimes media gets the bad rap because you don't know what to trust sometimes on stories. But I will say, with local news, you always know that you can trust that it is reliable information, and it's information that we want that's pertinent and important to us. So thank you all for continuing to be here for us. So, Rob Carter from Sonic. So they switched their hours back. They were opening up 5 a.m., which is pretty early. But now that the refinery's wrapping up, they are going to move back to 6 a.m. to 10 on Friday. To 10 on Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, they're opening up 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Full menu, which is something I love all day, so that you, whether you like lunch or breakfast, you get it.
You can have dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner.
We just did that the other night. That was great. So, and of course, they have the drive-through, they have the curbside service, and they have the amazing Order Ahead app. So if you don't have that, get that app for sure. Amy Dollar here at KGF was telling us about a new contest you guys have starting up next week. It's the Great Scavenger Hunt. And so listeners will either go to a business website or a Facebook page to find answers to the questions from that sponsoring business. And then they have to have all the correct answers. And then I know you guys are going to do a random drawing of all those correct answers for some prizes. So sounds kind of fun because we all get a little bored. And so having a little scavenger hunt is always a good thing.
Yeah, a little virtual scavenger hunt. Some fun stuff there.
Yeah,
so
I like that. So if your business is interested, make sure you call Amy. Kelly Matney from Kansas Teachers Credit Union. They have a special rate going on right now, promotion, and it goes until July 15th. Rates are as low as 2.99%. So make sure to call Kelly for all the details on that. Linda Follett with the Coffeyville Alliance. They are needing volunteers. So if maybe you're stuck at home right now and you want to give back to the community, they have a truck coming in next week with disaster household food. And it'll be at Genesis, and they're needing some help to kind of sort and hand out, get it all boxed up. So they're going to need 4 people each day. Then they also need a couple of volunteers with a pickup truck to deliver to the senior apartments on Tuesday. And then the last thing they need volunteers is out at the Brown Mansion. They've got some big dead bushes, I guess, that they're trying to dig up. So somebody with a good shovel want to help do that and do some light yard cleanup at the Brown Mansion. Those are all some great volunteer opportunities, and you can contact Linda at 620-313-0942. Or again, call me at the chamber and we can connect you all up. Nichols Trading Post and Maple Street Market. So trucks have came in and their freezers are full. They've got fully cooked St. Louis ribs and a whole bunch of other great specials going on. Curbside service as well. So it's, you don't even have to get out of your car. That's great if you don't want to worry about that. And then I know that the market has fresh chicken tenders coming right now while supplies last. Of course, all their good deli meats and cheeses. My husband is addicted to this ghost pepper cheese. Makes me go by all the time and uses it on everything. And again, they've got curbside service as well. So we started last week doing a shout out in our community reports because I do an email twice a week with community updates during our pandemic. And so one of the things we started doing was giving a shout out to some individuals or businesses that are helping our community. So this week we had a couple. One was John Deere. You probably already heard the story, but they donated 3 boxes of face shields to CRMC. And so that was good to see. So thank you to John Deere. Sharon Calkins made masks for frontline workers. Shout out to Sharon. And then also a shout out to Laura Oliver, who happens to be my mom. and she made masks for all the delivery workers at Genesis. So I love seeing the community come together in a need right now. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. That's a great thing going on for sure.
Yeah. So speaking of that, though, there are some people that are still looking for supplies or maybe special service. Just we're all trying to do business a little different right now. So it's a learning curve. But I want to make sure that you know that the chamber's here. If you're trying to find a certain thing or need a service or whatever, give us a call. We're trying to get everybody connected. We're going out and finding things. For example, I had sanitizer I bought in bulk and was able to get it out to our businesses. So little things like that, just make sure to give us a call because we want to help you navigate everything during this time. So, and then for businesses as well, and I sent an email to our businesses, but in case there's some people I don't have on my list, there is a program being launched, and I can't go into too much detail, but they're going to be announcing it tomorrow, and I'm so excited. It's the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, and it's kind of an initiative to help the locally owned small businesses, but then it also is going to help our citizens in need. So it's kind of a 2-for-1. But right now, what we're doing is we're signing up businesses to be a part of this program. And then they will launch it, like I said, this week and announce it to the community. So if your business is locally owned here, small business, and needs some help right now, give us a call and I will give you all the details on that. The census. You think we'd be done talking about it, but they actually extended the date because we're in, you know, unique times. So,
right.
So you can still send in your census. And let me tell you, it is so important that every single person get that turned in. Right now, just all the highways, our WIC programs, our school funding, lunch programs. I mean, just everything you can possibly name that gets federal funding comes from the census. We have to have accurate numbers.
Did I see, I can't remember who posted it on Facebook, that only like 40% of Coffeyville residents have responded so far?
Yeah. It's been up since then, but it's still not a very high number.
Right.
Not even sure if it's above 50.
Yet. I don't think it is. I think I saw on Facebook. It may have been the city of Coffeyville that posted. I'll double check it here real quick.
Yeah, there's a map that we can use, and then it tracks, by your county, I think, and your state, to see kind of where you're at. And yeah, we're not even anywhere near. And that's why they extended it. Worst comes is that they're going to have to come door to door, and that's what we're trying to avoid. So that's why we're just trying to tell everybody, go online because you don't want somebody knocking on your door later on.
Took me 6 minutes, by the way, to fill out my census.
No,
so
it's really easy.
Coffeyville is at 46% participation as of yesterday at 3:45.
Okay. So not even 50%.
Right. Yeah. Got to get that up, folks. Come on. It's not that hard.
And like you said, it's easy. It literally is.
5-6 minutes. Do it online. Done.
You can do it on your phone.
Yeah.
You can do it on the computer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot easier to do it that way. Couple questions. You know, you're not giving out credit card info. You're not giving out social security info. You're not giving out anything like that. It's just generic information, and it helps the community. So obviously the extension helps everybody, but it literally takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
No time at all.
Yeah. And even if you didn't get a card, I know there was a couple people that for whatever reason it didn't get to the right address or didn't get to, I mean, you literally could just go online and not even have your card, and they can look it up, and it's good. So
you put in your information, and they'll be able to sort that.
Yes,
exactly.
So do your census. That's your civic duty today. And then the last thing I just wanted to kind of leave with, because, you know, I always kind of do my little preachy at the end. But I, you know, we were talking about this Be Coffeeville campaign that we had started, and the reason, one of the reasons it kind of came about was just because we know everybody's kind of going through it. Well, the whole nation's going through just an unprecedented time, right? And it is not going to magically change on May 3rd. So I just want to make sure to let everybody know at home that, you know, there will be some things start to open back up, but we're still going to see some challenges for many months to come, possibly an economic impact for many years to come. And the only way that we are going to be successful through all of this is if we come together as a community. I was on came across a Facebook post the other day, and it actually was a post from February, and people were still commenting on it months later. And the post was, "What killed Coffeeville?" And it made me about cry, because I'm like, wow, you've spent, how many months is that now, laminating over all the past and why things aren't perfect the way you want it, you know, you thought it should be. I'm like, oh my gosh, 3 months you could have spent on, you know, working towards some great things. So I just want to encourage the community to, over the next few months, to be creative, be innovative, be a neighbor, be a partner, be a collaborator, be Coffeeville. And we've got to come together, and we've got to really come up with some ideas of what we can do to work, you know, on a greater, stronger future. So I'm open. My door is open. Well, not technically open. You have to call me. Can't come
Your
in.
Your virtual door is
the
open.
The virtual door is open. You can call me with ideas, suggestions. You know, we're just, it's going to take a lot of brainstorming, but we're going to try a lot of different things over the coming months just to help our business community and help our citizens that are in need, and just really try to fight through this. So Be Coffeeville, everybody.
And speaking of which, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So you can call the chamber directly. We're there part-time. But if we're not there, you just leave a message. And that is 251-2550. If you're a chamber member, I've been sharing my cell phone. I'm not going to share that on the open line here. but as a chamber member, you do know my cell phone by now. You should have it. So you can call me anytime. You can message us on Facebook. That's pretty easy. And then you can email. My email is on the website, or directly. It's cwestbrook@coffeeville.com.
All right. So lots of good things there going on. And in the Be Coffeeville thing, be sure to contact Candy about that, about some of your ideas on that.
Yeah.
I know she'll love to hear about that, because it's kind of good to have kind of a brainstorming. Just get everybody together and put your heads together. So let's put the entire town's heads together.
That's
I'm pretty sure we can come up with something good. Well, Candy, thank you very much for coming in on this rainy morning. And be safe out there.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And this time, we are actually going to start open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.